Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Gabriel India Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Kolhatkar, Managing Director of Gabriel India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome to the call. In fact, this call is for the year that we ended, I must say, quite well, year 2023-24. Joining me today on call is Rishi Luharuka, our CFO, Nilesh Jain, and our strategic investor relations advisors, SGA. So you must have seen the results that we uploaded yesterday post our board meeting on the stock exchanges as well as the company website, and hope each one of you has had the chance to go through the same. I'll give a brief overview of the company's operations and take you through the presentation briefly, and also share our views on the market for the last year as well as what we see for the year going ahead as far as the industry is concerned. To start with, I'm pleased to announce that the board recommended a final dividend of ₹2.5 per share, so taking the total to ₹4 per share, which is a payout of almost 31%. Coming to our presentation, if we go to slide six and seven, which basically highlights the quarter and the yearly performance, we can see that we had a strong quarter. Our operating revenue for Q4 surged 16.5% to 859 crores. And this growth, of course, extended to FY24, and FY24 for the full year was 12.5% growth, and we posted 3,343 crores as a sale, which is, of course, the highest ever for Gabriel in its history. The good part is, in Q4, we reached the EBITDA margins of 9% compared to 7.1% in the similar comparable quarter last year, which is thanks to our continuous focus on the margin improvement, which we have shared all along in the calls, our initiative of Core 90 to drive cost control relentlessly all through the year across all our locations and, in fact, departments as well. Now, let me get down to the industry dynamics. Starting with passenger car, in Q4 FY24, sales of passenger cars reached 13 lakh units, marking a year-on-year growth of about 9%. For the full year FY24, we hit a sale figure of almost 4.8 million, which is the highest ever for the industry. In fact, if we add exports, the production figures are even higher. The significant growth in passenger car can be attributed to various factors such as improved rural demand, favorable model mix, introduction of many new models, enhanced supply dynamics, meaning we came out of the supply constraints which we have been seeing post-COVID for almost more than 2 years, better road infrastructure, and a strong demand in the SUV segment. Specifically, the total PV sales during Q4 FY24 amounted to almost 1.3 million, showing an increase of 9.4% compared to the previous year of 1.2 million. The SUVs now account for more than 50% of the total PV sales in Q4, and this will be the trend going forward, where we will see SUVs may reach even to the levels of almost 60% as their share of passenger car vehicles. Looking ahead to FY25, which is 24-25, the passenger vehicle segment is expected to grow at a single-digit rate in the range of, while the figures vary, but as of now, the industry opinion is that this should be in the range of 6% to 7%, mainly one due to the high base effect of the past year. Plus, obviously, we had several good years, year after year post-COVID, there is expected to be some moderation in demand this year. On the commercial vehicle front, in fact, we saw a decline in the Q4 with sales dropping to 2.8 lakh units from 3 lakh units in Q4 FY23. And the FY24 sales were at 1 million compared to almost the same figure in the past year. So it's been a flat year as far as commercial vehicle is concerned. And here clearly, going forward for the year FY24-25, we see that there will be a little slowdown in demand, mainly on account of elections which are currently underway, and it will take some time for the capex cycle to restart. So expectation is that post the monsoon, this should come back to a healthy growth figure. But till then, clearly, the industry feels that there is going to be a slowdown in demand as far as commercial vehicle is concerned. Coming to two-wheelers, three-wheelers, this is the bright spot. We saw a 26% growth year-on-year as far as Q4 sales is concerned. So we reached 5.4 million for the quarter, so which is very heartening to see that we are, if you analyze this is more than 20 million for the year, which is where we were before 1920, when the two-wheel industry was doing extremely well. So let's hope this continues. The market sentiment is favorable. Obviously people have taken in the impact of all the price increases that have happened, and the rural sentiment also has improved to a large extent. And we also are seeing, we have read that the monsoon is going to be above normal. So all this augurs well for the two-wheeler demand. So we hope this should be in double-digit growth as far as the year 24-25 is concerned. Now we of course cannot not discuss about EV. This is of course been the talk of the town. But yes, last year we definitely saw a bit of slowdown in EV. The growth rates earlier were 100%, 200%. So that is clearly not happening now, particularly in the two-wheeler segment. Because of the FAME policy change, we clearly saw a slowdown. And in the month of March, we saw a peak demand. But then again, in the month of April this year, we are seeing the demand dropping down. So it's around, for the two-wheeler, it's around 60,000 to 70,000 mark. But we clearly hope that this should pick up. On passenger car EV, we are seeing a flattish demand. It's about 7,000 to 8,000 range per month, with Tata Motors leading the pack here, almost garnering 70% of the market share. And in two-wheelers, yes, Ola leading the pack with, very robust sales all through the year. Now, if we move on to slide 16 on the revenue mix, which you can see here, we had, for the full year, we had a two-wheeler mix of 61%, passenger car of 25%, and commercial vehicle of 12%. In terms of channel mix, for the full year, 86% of OEs and 11% of aftermarket. And we have also grown very well in the aftermarket in the past year, and that continues to be our focus area as always. Moving on to the next, I'll take you through the individual views. This is slide 21, which talks about two-wheeler and three-wheeler segment. Here, our market share in the last year was 32%, so now we are looking at a slight drop, 31%. But definitely this should improve because we have had improvement in share of business at some of our key customers, plus some new models as well coming our way. And our traction in EV continues to be strong. We are almost 100% basis with almost all the top customers, Ola, Ather, TVS, and Ampere, of course, is with us. So that definitely hold us very well in this segment. Coming to motorcycles, we have won the Piaggio RS457, the a very good motorcycle launched by Piaggio, which is the Aprilia brand. Here we are single source, and it's an upside down fork, the new inverted front fork technology, which we have successfully commissioned and launched on the production basis. And in three wheelers, we continue to remain strong with our customers mainly being, you know, of course, Bajaj, TVS, and Atul Auto, and as well as in electric vehicles, we are there with Mahindra, which is the leader in the segment. Coming to passenger cars, which is on slide 23, our market share is more or less flat, but we have, as shared last year, we are there on the Jimny platform and the electric Citroen C3. We have also won some new programs from Tata's, which are, three of them are on the electric platform. And we also won the new MQB 2.5 platform of the Volkswagen and one platform of Stellantis, which I've already shared. So this should definitely help us, improve our market share for the passenger vehicles. And as you have seen, there's a shift now. We have our passenger car percentage in terms of the total pie is 25%, which used to be 23% in FY23. So all those efforts that we took in terms of building the business pipeline is now yielding fruit, and we'll continue to work on this. If you see slide 24, the utility segment, which is growing, here our share of business is quite strong. We are, 35% of the market share is with us. So in the growth segment, we are doing well as far as the passenger car is concerned. On commercial vehicles, yes, market share remains absolutely solid. So we are looking at exports in this segment. We are developing some new products. So our story with TAF as regards exports is doing well. We have been given two new dampers. Earlier we were only in the cabin dampers. Now we have been given the RFQ, and the business is under finalization for the axle dampers as well. This should help us, get a much larger share with DAF of the lunch. And then based on this, we expect to leapfrog to other global CV customers as well. In the railways, I had shared last time that we are present on each and every requirement of the Indian Railways, right from the coaches to the electric locomotives. And also now we have won the Siemens loco where they are going to make the locomotives for the Indian Railways. Aftermarket, I did mention that we had a good year. We crossed 400 crores for the first time in aftermarket. Coming to the slide 30, where we are sharing some pictures of our sunroof plant. You can see this is in Oragadam region of Chennai. The plant, as you can see, is looking beautiful now. In fact, we are doing a lot of greening now. There are some pictures of the assembly line as well, and the polyurethane molding line. This we are currently doing almost 10,000 sunroofs per month from this plant. Glad to share that we had very good ramp up from zero to SOP, and that we are we had also a fairly good quarter, the first quarter, where we did almost 58 crore of sale with a positive EBITDA. That's the good news. So that's actually quite a good record in terms of getting off of the blocks. The other important thing is on slide 32, where we had shared that we started a European engineering center in Belgium. We have now taken a bigger workshop space, and we are doing our experimentation as well as fitting a new vehicle, which currently I can't name, a European vehicle with our semi-active suspension, and the trials will be done in the month of June, and we should be able to offer the first concept to a European customer in the month of July. The order, however, will take some time, but at least our concept will be definitely ready for a European customer. And for Mahindra, we are demonstrating the revised prototype version in the month of June. So this is very quickly on the year that went by. So we'll now open it up to questions and look forward to hearing from all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Hiranandani from Smith Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, once again, good set of numbers. Many congratulations to the team for all the efforts. Sir, I'll club my question on the sunroof side first. Please correct me if I'm wrong. The sunroof production started from January 2024. If yes, then in total, how many sunroof units sold in Q4? Any new order wins apart from Kia? And continuing with the sunroof, by when the sunroof business need to incur capex for adding new production lines, by which year, and possible to generate mid-teens EBITDA margin in the sunroof by FY26? So this is my first question, please.
Thank you. Thanks for the compliment. So, sunroofs we have made in the first quarter, we made an average of roughly 860, about 23,000 sunroofs. And now the hit rate is in fact 10,000 per month. And your second question was on, you know, whether we have got any more customers. So we have Hyundai and Kia, and I'm glad to share that in fact last week we are also winning a new program from Hyundai further to what we have. And our Kia volume, Kia SOP, which is going to start from January of 25, the customer has already indicated a significant improvement in volumes, volume offtake. So with this, we are actually looking at adding some capex and in terms of a new line and a molding machine in the year, in this fiscal year itself, towards the end of this fiscal year itself.
So how much addition would be there after this capex? Currently, it's 2 lakh units per annum, right?
Yeah, so that will be almost doubling.
Is it possible to generate mid-teens EBITDA margin by FY26?
I mean, before that, that's the target.
Okay. And sir, my second question is basically on the two-wheeler side. So can you just elaborate what is the reason for drop in ICE and electric two-wheeler market share? I mean, as Bajaj Auto has been growing faster, so want to understand how much of this market share is sustainable. And just continuing with this, Gabriel supplies product to how many models of Ola Electric?
We supply to all models of Ola Electric, and in fact, we'll also be on the Ola motorcycle. So Ola with Ola, it's really a very strong relationship. The market share, of course, if you can see, you know, the growth has been pretty good as far as Hero MotoCorp is concerned. For the past year, Hero MotoCorp had really taken a beating earlier post COVID. So now they are picked up quite well, and as you know, we are not there with Hero. So in fact, we have already started our engagement with Hero, and we are in discussions where we have got at least we have got a couple of RFQs from Hero MotoCorp. That's all I can share at this moment. So that's the main reason for the little drop in the market share. Otherwise, with our engagement with TVS, with Bajaj, with Honda motorcycles, I mean the three big players as well as Suzuki continues to be very strong, and we keep getting new orders from them.
And then how much was the revenue from electric two-wheelers in FY24?
Electric two-wheelers, the total revenue was roughly in the range of 150 crores.
150 crores. And sir, your outlook on the two-wheeler EV industry after the subsidy cut for the next 2 years, please?
Very difficult to forecast, Amit, you know, because right now, of course, there's a drop due to the subsidy cut. But, the policy, we all know, it can undergo changes. It's pretty clear. So we'll have to wait. So it's very difficult to take a guess. The government is clearly pushing on electrification. So this, I think, is more of a temporary setback. The other thing is that the lithium prices are also down, so the battery prices are coming down, you know, whereby the ticket size of a electric two-wheeler, which is one of the biggest impediments, is also coming down very closely in line with the IC engine. And the running cost economics are, we all know, are far, far better. So this two-wheeler bump which we are seeing in terms of EV sales is very likely to be overcome in this year once, you know, there's a clearer policy on this. So it's difficult to take a call right now.
And sir, any new wins for the FSD technology?
For the FSD technology, no. We have shown the model to two other OEMs, but still it is not translated into a win. There's a lot of interest, for sure, but not it translated into a win.
Okay. And sir, can you give me the CAPEX outlook?
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Sure.
May I request you to rejoin the queue for your follow-up question?
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a good margins performance. Firstly, you mentioned about the new Hyundai order win.
May I request you to please use your handset?
Yeah, I'm using my handset. Is it better?
Can you come near to the mic and speak, please?
That's clear.
Is it better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So just want to understand this Hyundai new order win, sir. Congrats on that, sir. When that order would start, sir, and what kind of volumes, sir, they're talking about, sir?
Those numbers, I really cannot share right now because it's a program of our customer. But this will be in the year 2026-27.
Okay. And so as you mentioned, Kia order is seeing a significant volume, higher outlook for the model. So can you share what kind of a revenue for sunroof we can see for this year and next year based on these two orders?
Well, folks, we don't share the outlook generally. Right now I can't, but I can only say that, you know, the model that we won, they are also planning to introduce an electric model on the same platform. So that's how the numbers have increased as far as, you know, our business is concerned for Kia. The SOP work for which will start in the last quarter of this fiscal.
Got it, sir. Sir, what would be the royalty charge by Inalfa for the sunroof business for this quarter, sir?
Those are sort of confidential document where we don't have an understanding with the JV partner to share it with you. But broadly, both the partners, once we have formed the JV, currently it is not formed the JV, right? We are still the 100% subsidiary of Gabriel. Once we formed, it's in the range of 5 to 6% for both the parties. Total.
Got it, sir. I want to check on the progress on the new product line business expansion. Is it fair to say the focus would be on tech agnostic area, and we would look into new products where there would be large revenue potential opportunity, like what we did for sunroof? Can you share any update on the new product business?
So on the new product line, there are two things. One is within the domain that we operate in terms of suspension. So here, as I had mentioned, we are exploring very deeply for two new applications. They are not new products, but they are two new applications, wholly new applications. One is the e-bike, and the second is a solar damper. So we have our team was in Taiwan for the e-bike exploration. So we are, engaging some experts to help us guide, because this is an area which is not present in India. We have already engaging a couple of experts to guide us in this space. We have developed the product. It's come out well and appreciated by the customers. And the second part is the solar dampers, which is needed for, the solar panel trackers. So even that, we had a customer visit, the first customer visit in this business, and a lot of interest shown by them. So these are the two new applications as far as suspension is concerned. However, in terms of that getting translated into revenues for this year is difficult. We are still targeting some very minor sales in this year for these two products. Now, the second part is the product diversification, like we have done for sunroofs. So yes, you rightly said the diagnostic is the lens that we are looking at, we are still exploring. Even in suspension space, we are exploring some targets to add to our technology bouquet, and augmenting our technology strength, from some experts in this field. So these, as of now, we don't have anything to share, but hopefully in this year, definitely we will be able to share more details on the same.
Got it, sir. Sir, can you share the Rishi sir, for you, can you share the CapEx output for FY25 for standalone and consolidated?
So, Mohosh, standalone, we are looking at 100 to 120 crores. Usually, we do 30 crores of routine capex. Apart from that, there will be capacity enhancement capex for debottlenecking, and there will be some on the digitization and the IoT this year. And for Inalpha, we have yet not formed up. Looking at the orders, we will have to decide when do we put the line. But give and take 40-odd crores would be sort of the expense on capacity enhancement for one more line.
Okay, sir. And just lastly, sir...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to rejoin the queue for your follow-up question?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Nikhil here, in place of Viraj. Am I audible?
Yeah, Nikhil.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Congrats on good set of numbers. First, on the base business, sir, if we look at our gross margin profile, it's still in that 24-25% range. Even though two-wheeler, which is a better margin business, has contribution has increased. So, how should we look at this margin profile improvement, even the product mix is improving, while the gross margin is still the same? So if you can just share any thoughts over there.
So, Nikhil, again, you've already seen improvement in gross margins in this quarter. Two prongs to that. One is the sales mix within the segment as well. So premiumization is definitely going to help us, and to that extent, the new orders that we are winning will help us improve that piece. While you are right that overall two-wheeler business is better in terms of margin, that improvement in margins of passenger car will also improve the overall numbers. And having said that, the cost reduction program, Core 90, that we run year on year, we have identified several opportunities which we've already kick-started this year, and we still stand to what we had shared last time in terms of moving into a double-digit
Okay. And on the export part, on the e-bikes, you mentioned that we are still developing the product and probably the revenue kicking will not happen this year. But on the DAF, I think this the additional orders we've been talking about for last 2-3 quarters in terms of new products which we have won. So where are we in terms, what is the status over there, and when do they start commercializing? Some idea, like, is it this year, next year?
Which one? You're talking about the e-bikes?
The DAF exports.
The DAF exports. DAF exports, we are already exporting to them. We are selling cabin dampers to Europe, and now they extended us to Brazil as well. So that is happening. Now, we were always looking at adding a new product, which is the main damper in the truck, which is the axle damper. So even that is now, they have already sent us the RFQ and we have almost finished our commercial discussions. So that SOP will definitely not happen next year, but it will be in 26-27.
It's in 25-26.
Yeah, and as far as e-bike is concerned, you should understand that it's a totally new area. So, there's no commonality of customers or commonality of markets for us. So it's a completely, new area for us. So that's why we have now narrowed down on some global experts who have been in this business. We have finally found, located a couple of them, and this should help us, streamline our efforts and convert our product into actual sales. That we are targeting some sales this year, some marginal sales to just kick off the journey.
Okay. And last question from my side. So our stated ambition was to reach that double-digit margin. And now if you look at the industry growth, auto industry growth, the numbers are more like gradual versus what we've seen in the last 2 years. Would you say that there is still not left in our P&L to move to that double-digit margin, or is it we have to sustain at 15-18% growth to move to that double-digit margin? So is it more operating leverage driven, or do you have enough leverage to pull probably and reach that closer to that double-digit margin? So how should one understand here?
Yeah, so one thing, of course, Nikhil, is that, if you look at the sunroof business, clearly it is going to be margin accretive. So that is as far as, sunroof business is concerned. But now on the core business and, on the suspension itself, there are several levers in like exports and aftermarket, which we are pushing. And yes, you have seen the improvement. Now we've come to 9%. Obviously, tailwinds and, let's say leverage based on volumes will help. But nevertheless, we are looking at improving our own efficiencies through automation, through the Core 90 program, and take this up further. So we are not telling that we are stopping here as far as EBITDA. Our commitment remains on double-digit margins.
Sure, I'll come back.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishant Chauhan from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So most of my questions have been answered. I just wanted one clarification. So did you call out the revenues for sunroof business in this particular quarter? Because I think I missed that number.
We said it's about 60 crores for the quarter that went by Q4.
Okay, so 60 crore revenue in Q4. And a positive EBITDA is what you mentioned. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Jain from AlfAccurate Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats for a strong set of numbers. Sir, you have won the business for the new Swift where your SOV is around 30%. So how much incremental revenue are you able to generate in FY25 because of this? And will it help to increase your market share in passenger vehicle, which is now around 24%?
We had some difficulty understanding. Can you repeat it once?
Hello, sir. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Sir, you have won the business for the new state where your SOV is around 30%.
Sorry, business now?
New Swift.
New Swift. Okay.
Yeah. And how much incremental revenue are you able to generate in FY25? And will it help to increase your market share in the passenger vehicle, which is now around 24%?
Yeah. So definitely the new Swift, we have got the business, which is traditionally has been our competitors. So we have got the business as second source. The SOP is to start in the next fiscal, not in this fiscal, somewhere in Q2 of next fiscal. And yeah, we are expecting, close to almost 90 to 100 crores of sale from this.
Okay, sir. And sir, in a Sunroof, you have mentioned around 58 crores revenue. So how much volume you supplied in the first quarter, sir? Fourth quarter, sir?
23,000.
Hello, sir. It's at 23,000,
right? Yes, yes.
And this business is right now under 100% subsidy, and later it will be under JVs. So, what would be the stake in the JVs and CapEx?
Abhishek, can you repeat the last part? What would be what?
What would be your stake in JVs and what would be the CapEx?
So we are waiting for some approvals post which we, the partner can induct the capital in the entity and then the JV will get formed. As of now, it's difficult for us to target a date. And then the next question was CapEx, right?
Yes.
As we mentioned, we would be looking at a line, a new line, end of this year, early part of next year. The estimated capex would be around 40 crores.
Okay. And sir, in the Sunroof, you told about that this quarter volume was 23,000 units. But you are saying that the monthly run rate would be around 10,000 in the coming quarter.
Yes.
So I'm not able to understand that.
Yeah, that's so.
Yeah,
so see, 23,000 is for the quarter. You know, in fact, not for the quarter to be precise. We started SOP in the month of December, so
okay.
We about 23,000 from December, which was a very nominal figure. But Jan, Feb, March of 24, right? But we were hitting a production of 8,000 per month in let's say Feb and March. Now that has gone up to 10,000 because the Hyundai new Creta is doing well, so that's
okay.
How it's about 10,000 per month now.
And at a full capacity of the 2 lakhs, what would be a EBITDA margin and ROC?
Well, we don't share that, but yeah, clearly this is EBITDA accretive, so we will have a clear double-digit EBITDA margin at the full sales.
Thanks, sir. My last question is, how much current content per vehicles in the Ola and how much share of business with that?
How much what in Ola? We don't share the figures of content per vehicle, but suffice to say that Ola, both the front fork and the shock absorber is 100% with Gabriel.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir. That's all for me, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Subnis from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity and congrats on a good set. Sir, on the sunroofs, the first question on sunroofs, it translates to about 25,000 per unit, the numbers you've shared. And you are running at about 60% capacity, 10,000 run rate per month and a 2 lakh sort of capacity currently. By when do you expect to hit, based on your expectations, when do you expect to hit full capacity on the first line?
Once we have this Kia platform starting in Q4 of this year, so we should be somewhere near hitting our capacity.
And that should translate to about 500 crores of revenue run rate going forward from there if you hit like 2 lakh units.
The pricing, while you did some quick back of the envelope calculation, so pricing is not exactly that. And there are obviously some considerations of the customers based on productivity gains, etc. But would... Again, as is obvious the guess would be 400 crore plus, yeah.
Got it. And how much time will you take to add the second line?
1 year.
One full year you will take to just add the line, right?
That's the lead time.
Got it. And secondly, sir, on the margins bit, so you're at 9%, right? It's a great scale up from what we have seen a year or two ago. And with the two-wheeler mix going up, you have sunroof margins, which will be accretive, and PV margin improving. I mean, is it good expectation to that you'll do sort of 10% EBITDA this year?
Well, I can say it's a good expectation, yes.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal and Associates. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question would be on your axle damper. What's the kind of market size in that particular space, which is a future product? I think you have mentioned it as a future development in your presentation.
So the axle damper opportunity that we are discussing is not a very big one, but yeah, looking at the commercial vehicle, it definitely is significant. So it's almost 25 crore per year sales that we are looking at. But the important thing there is that we are not looking at only this. So this will open up the axle damper as a product for us for the global customers. So, you know, it's more important from that point of view.
And my second question is on railways. Sir, I think when you, in the last phone call, I remember that you told that the top line is not that, that great, but it adds to the bottom line. So how are we looking at railways as, you know, getting our top lines going ahead? Because there's a lot of traction coming from railways, I feel. So how do you see railways panning out for you?
Yeah, so, you know, railways definitely, I mean, we still maintain that while top line is not very good, and the growth, while it has been good last year, post-COVID, there has been some recovery as far as production is concerned. But, you know, these are, in railways being a government entity, the rate of growth is very slow. So, if you talk about, the coaches, LHB coach production, which last year was about 5,000, in this year, it's 5,600, you know, so it's, total coaches is going from, let's say, 7,000 to 7,600 or 8,000. The rate of growth is not, the absolute size also is not very big. As I already shared, the good part is that we are now there on LHB, we are there on EMU, we are there on Loco, we are there on Vande Bharat. So every need of Indian Railways is catered to by Gabriel. And this is a tendering business. So yes, I mean, obviously we cannot expect more than a 25% share becomes difficult.
Okay. And coming to sunroof, sir, so basically when you say that you're already in Creta now,
yes.
Are we also targeting other brands? Like, why are we waiting till our fourth quarter just to, when the Kia's electric, whatever version is going to come, or you had a word with them, whatever it is. So why are we not targeting other brands when, you know, the capacities are already in line, and why to wait till fourth quarter? Because I think there is no, I think you are the one Indian player, I think. And who are you competing with in India, if you can throw some light on that particular segment?
Yeah, so, you know, the first player in sunroof actually is, Webasto of Germany. They have a fully owned subsidiary in Pune, and they're also putting up a plant in Chennai. They put up a plant in Chennai. And the second is Goldie. It was earlier CIE Goldie. We are the third player. And second, you know, even if we wish to, you know, we have to wait for the customer to launch the product. So we have won the business of Kia. Now the SOP of the customer is in the month of January. So obviously we'll have to wait till then. Now the second, the other part is, yes, with regard to other customers, we have already had, very detailed discussions and meetings with all our customers, because we have, we have excellent relationships with Tata, Mahindra, Volkswagen, Maruti, and all customers. So we already had several discussions. The good part is we received RFQ from almost all of them for a new program. But yes, the start of production dates were completely, you know, impossible. So we obviously could not meet them. But yes, this is just the start. We will definitely be there for the next RFQ. That point is made, and we will hopefully see us winning business beyond Hyundai and Kia in other customers in somewhere in this fiscal.
My last question would be
start of production. We have to depend on the customer. I mean, their SOP. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. My last question would be, sir, if we are looking at, you know, getting good business in this sunroof segment, and when you say that it will take you 1 year time for a new capex to come in, so why are we not looking at, because you said that there is only 120 crores of outlay of capex this year.
Yeah.
So don't you think it's good for us to look into the expansion side also from now? Because
so what
by
we
the time in fourth quarter, I think it will be off your capacities. So
let me explain. You know, so what is more important in this is, you know, to ensure that we have a facility which can accommodate two lines. So that is what we have done. That's why we took a facility which is, you know, pretty big, 170,000 square feet, where we had only one line, but we have provision for more. So that we have already done. Now, coming to the other part, you know, the manufacturing of these lines are imported. Even the machine is imported. So that takes, there's a lead time for that. So that is why I said we have already taken the decision and we'll be going ahead with the expansion to new lines in this year itself. But the ordering and the physical line to come will take 1 year.
So basically what I understand is that you'll be placing an order, but the delivery will be after a year, if my understanding is right.
That's right, yeah.
All right. All the best, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akshay from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead. May I request you to please unmute your line, Mr. Akshay?
Sorry, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. And firstly, sir, congratulations on a very good set of numbers. It is heartening to see margins inching up to the double digit set of, let's say, 10-11% in the next couple of years. Clearly, sir, the trend of minimization has helped, and you, in opening remarks, you mentioned about the European business that you would be selling, that would be commencing by the month of July. So, just wanted to know what, who is the customer for the same, what type of volume they're expecting. And also, in the earlier comments, you talked about the 26 crore revenue that you would be generating from the FASD dampeners. So, just if you could talk about this business.
I think there's some there's some confusion. So what I mentioned was 25 crores revenue we are expecting from the DAF Netherlands, which is a leading commercial vehicle manufacturer of Europe and the world. That for the new product that we are discussing, which will happen, the SOP for which will happen in early 25. That will be about 25 crores peak sales, peak annual sales per year. Okay.
Per year. Okay.
So, not in the month of July. There's some confusion.
Got it, sir. But what would be the European business, the OEM that we would be selling to? And so let's say if this translates to better margins, similarly, you would be developing the same for M&M. So how would this work out for the domestic markets and for the European markets? What type of business you would be expecting from the long term?
So exports, our exports is just about 100 crores. So yes, while this figure could have and should have been much better, which we have been telling all along, but a positive way of looking at it is the upside is much higher. And, with this axle dampers, we'll open up a new product line. So that will be very important as far as commercial vehicle is concerned. We are in discussions with two other global passenger car OEMs, when I say discussions, advanced discussions of getting some new business and new opportunities as pure exports, but that will fructify in terms of getting the order. We expect them to fructify in this fiscal, but the sales will be at least 2 years from now.
Got it, sir. And sir, my second question on the sunroof part. Again, in the earlier comments, you mentioned that by F25, post Kia coming up with better volumes, so we can expect revenues around 400 crore for F25, or was it spread over the next 2 years? Will be programmed.
Yeah, so we're talking about FY25 annualized. So you can see
25-26. Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Hiranandani from Smith Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you please explain more about the new upcoming product, which is solar dampers, the market size, and who is currently making it, the revenue and margin potential for this?
So, Amit, I'll just start there, and then Mr. Parakta will come back. He's taking a bio break. So, essentially, this product, what happens in the Western world is that with the changing sun direction, the solar panels also needs to be aligned to it so as to get better utilization of the heat. Now, to do so, there is a damper that is being put, which effectively helps in the movement from, say, left to right or from bottom to up. Now, in that situation, these are large dampers, much bigger in size. And while the utilization during the year is smaller, during the day is smaller, but the weight that they carry is pretty much pretty high. The closest product for us it would be sort of a railway damper. We have looked at the market. We have looked at who are the people who are buying. They are largely those who are doing the installations of these panels in the country and outside. The question was with regards to solar damper, the market size.
Yeah.
It's
a very, very big market size, in terms of solar damper. So, and it's and a good, I must say, good price product as well. Margins also we expect to be quite good. This is quite similar to our railway dampers, so that's why it gives us an edge to actually meet the customer requirements.
Okay, sir. Any new order wins in the railway business? So how much railway is now contributing within that CV and railway segment?
Yeah, so we shared last time. We are there on all platforms, so there is no particular new order win. But yes, we won the order from Siemens for the loco, where they have got the contract to manufacture the electric locomotives. So we have won 50% of the business from Siemens.
And so how much it is contributing now to the CV and railway segment?
This SOP will start later in 25-26, it's not now, but again, and the size of this is still, nowhere near what we are. It's a decent size, but not very large.
My question is basically how much railways revenue is, as a percentage of your CV and railway segment?
CV and railway segment, that's still a small,
it's a small number. We usually don't give a split of commercial vehicle and railways. So, sorry, we will not be able to share that.
Okay. So, my second question is on the aftermarket business. So, from where the growth will come in this business for the coming 2 to 3 years? And are we still aiming for the mid-teens growth in the aftermarket?
Oh, yes, certainly. So, the growth will come by penetration into, all the interiors. India is a vast market. And definitely there's a good good offtake of aftermarket products. We are also launching new products. We had launched last year, and over the last 2 years, the tires, the brake pads we have launched. We also launched cone sets. We have launched bush kits. Several products that we are launching and continuously adding to this food basket, whereby we leverage the Gabriel brand. So that way, we will be able to definitely, stay in double-digit margins as far as growth is concerned.
And if I can just add, with improvement in the overall passenger car sales and the models there,
yes,
therein, there is going to be a cascading effect in the aftermarket piece as well.
Great, great. And so just last quick, small two questions. Just on the export side, it has been degrowing on a YY basis since last three quarters. And secondly, on the margin side, basically on a Q1Q basis, we have seen, you know, EBITDA margin has improved. So what has led to that, and how confident you are to take this margin to low double digit by FY26?
Two parts of the question, Amit. The first is that while mix plays an interesting role, it is not the lever that we were banking on. These were tangible cost reduction and profit improvement projects. So, and we've not fallen short of the forward-looking projection internally in terms of export. So that was already baked in. In terms of being confident, yes, we stated this during the course of the whole year, and we've delivered the quarter four result, and we are fairly confident of continuing this and taking it to the double digit.
And so on the export side, it's year-on-year degrowing since last three quarters. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, so one, obviously, the Russia piece has played out from the previous year to this year. But if you look at the numbers are almost flattish for the quarter, for the last three quarters. But yes, some impetus on DAF that we have mentioned, and some improvement in the aftermarket exports is certainly going to help.
Yes, sir. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to use your handset, please?
Yeah. Yes, better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So, I just want to understand, sir, next two orders, what type of sunroof will be? It will be panoramic or a TVS, sir, for next two orders, sir?
It's currently both panoramic.
Great, sir. And just want to understand on industry, you mentioned three players. So, broadly, what kind of market share would all the three players would have in the market, sir?
Well, Webasto is number one, clearly, because they were the first mover advantage, so they clearly are number one. And I would say, in terms of volumes with Kia, with Hyundai and Kia, we should become number two.
Okay. And sir, would now industry still depend on the inputs of the sunroof, or the, now the industry has localized mostly in terms of volume side?
Can you repeat that, Mumuksh?
So, I mean, is sunroof now fully localized in India now with the three players, or there is still a lot of imports happening?
A long way for localization. So, localization levels are still very low. But, yeah, it will definitely improve over the next 2 years.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. The last question is from the line of Nikhil from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Just two clarifications. One is on Inalfa. The current quarter margins which we have reported is after the payout of the royalty, or as of now we are not paying?
Yeah, it is after the payout of the technical assistance
fees. Okay. And secondly, Rahul, you mentioned that we should be able to reach double-digit margins in Alpha. Would it be even at like 60-65% utilization, which we are running currently, or would that Kia order and everything comes in at optimal utilization, we should be reaching there?
With the Hyundai program itself, we should be able to reach that.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Manoj Kolhatkar for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you once again for all the questions. Clearly, we are seeing a lot of interest in sunroof, which is very good to know. And hopefully, as I said, as we go along this year, we definitely hope to add some more interesting news as well. Yes, nevertheless, thanks once again for the support and for the year that went by, and look forward to a equally exciting year and, you know, good pickup post the elections. So thank you, and all the way best to everybody. Thank you.
On behalf of Gabriel India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.